Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We've heard a lot in the media about how the Darwinian pro-evolutionists won a victory in the last state school board election in Kansas. But somehow, a contrary election result in Texas did not make national news. The Texas Education Standards for Biology require students to critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses, using scientific evidence and information. State school board member Terry Leo has been fighting a valiant battle to make sure that these standards are adhered to by the textbooks used in Texas public schools. But the liberal State Board of Education voted down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So, Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is, teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he doesn't know for sure, he's guessing, Gary Brownfield!
Hey, hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have a couple of guests with me today. They are becoming regulars on this show.
That's because you're cute. That's
what you're cute. And they brought me my birthday present in gold.
Well, kind of. It's government gold.
It's gold.
Government gold.
Gold in color only. But they're pretty little coins. And if you had 150 of them, they might weigh, 2 or 3 grams or something.
And we decided that maybe Jeff want to come raid some.
Let's see. It says here, it shows...
A pirate head.
No,
it's a skull.
Okay, it's a pirate head on one side.
And then it's a treasure chest on the other.
Okay.
And doesn't it remind you of the government? They show you all that flashy gold, but that pirate comes and takes it all.
Well, you know, quit throwing them at me. I'll have to pick them back up. You can see they're not worth very much the way they're throwing them around here. I like the chicken that laid the blue egg better. Now, that brings up kind of a funny thing. Yesterday, they were talking here in the news department, and they had this like, this is a big deal. Somebody had a chicken that laid a green egg.
Oh, I had chickens. They had green eggs.
All right, then yesterday I go home. I'm watching CNN, and they make a big story.
That's because Britney Spears found her underwear.
Is that right? Anyway, for whatever it has to do with, they are called. And I said, you know. We've had these chickens ever since I was a little bitty kid. We called them Andalusians back then. Now, today I see they're calling them Araucanas and Ameri-Araucanas. But they lay, let me see what the thing, and I'm looking here at the Cackle Hatchery. This comes out every spring where you can buy chickens. Mm-hmm. And it says here, the Easter egg chicken originally came from Chile in South America. They come in a wide variety of colors and types, and in full range of colors and combinations of colors. The colors of their eggshells vary from pale blue to dark blue to various shades of green. So anyway, if you want...
So you mean they've been doing green before, so this one chicken is not an anomaly.
No. Nah.
I had them.
Why,
you know.
Yeah, everybody that knows anything about chickens...
Yeah, I got
I doubt if Tyson understands this, but...
But don't you like the chickens that lay speckled eggs? I tried to tell people they had to wash them.
Well, any hen that lays a brown egg will have speckles.
Yes,
on
I know. It's supposed to be a joke, Jerry.
I understand. But anyway, if you want these chickens that lay colored eggs, you can get 5 pullets for $11.75. But if you buy 100, they're about $1.40 a piece.
And it's a cost a lot more money on CNN.
Anyhow, let's move along. I have with me Esther Silva and Louise. You'll have to give me
Deender.
Deender. I don't know why. Now, Esther Silva, I can pronounce. Deender, I always have trouble with.
Why just call me Louise?
I will. Anyway, Louise, you have worked for quite a while now with
Representative
Jim Guest, and he has been very, very outspoken concerning the national ID.
Not just, you know, it's also immigration. It's getting, stealing up that damn border. Excuse me, I shouldn't say that word.
No, you shouldn't.
That
you
darn gotta, border.
This the border.
The border.
Because you're going to have to stand.
I know.
And every word that you speak, you're going to have to qualify one.
I'm
going
to qualify. What we're doing is we actually have a piece of legislation dealing with immigration going to every state, and it makes it a Class D felony to be an illegal alien in every state, hopefully, giving our states the right to deport. It also allows our attorney generals in every state to have cooperative agreements with each other, not the federal government, with each other, to let us to go past their borders and remove them to the end border of a country. That means all the way down to Mexico, all the way up to Canada, not just so we hand them over to Homeland Security so they let them go. It also allows us to train volunteers to help us in this endeavor. And someone says, well, we'll never get volunteers to do that. I says, I'll take at least 2 busloads now. But then it also doesn't makes a different kind of a guest worker program so that if they're here, they have to be registered. Every alien, whether illegal or legal or whatever, if you are here in our country, in our states, and you're an immigrant, we need to have you, if you're employed, go to our Department of Labor in every state and get an ID card. You have to verify who you are. We do it.
They're not going to do that.
Then they can go home. That's it.
Oh, but they're not going. But you're dealing with a bunch of idiots.
Oh.
I'm not talking about the people that are crawling into this country. They're smarter than our government. But you're not. See,
this is our states. The point is, gives back states' rights, states' control.
All right, but look, we've had states that come up, and they pass state legislation that will do exactly what you're saying, and some stupid judge comes along and say it's unconstitutional.
Well, you know what?
Then
they can defend it. They can defend. That's that. There you go. Because if we don't start protecting our country now, we're going to lose it. Another piece of legislation we have is to stop the use of the RFIDs, the Vera chip, the injectable chip. Unless you want it. If you want it, you know, we don't mind. We're not going to stop you if you want to be injected with anything. But, you know, don't give us the bill, and we don't want to be done if we don't want it. That's about it.
All right, now, hear this. I just got a hold of this a couple of days ago. But immigration reform bill in Oklahoma, it passed by overwhelming majorities in both the House and the Senate of the Oklahoma legislature. It terminates public assistance benefits to illegals.
Mm-hmm.
It empowers state and local police to enforce federal immigration
laws.
And it punishes employees who knowingly hire illegal aliens.
Yes,
now,
this
thing's 3 or 4 pages long, but that's...
Senator Brogdon and Representative Key, we've been working very hard with them and other states for this. And that's the point. As a collaborative effort, if all the legislators in all the states start standing up, we have a bill, by the way, you don't love this, Derry. Our bill being sent to everyone is to make the federal government pay taxes in our state for all the property they own here.
Well, they shouldn't own any. First of all, they probably don't own any property here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Go.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And we have returned. We'll try to clean this show up just a little bit here. Let's go to the telephones. Bill, hi, you're on the air, Bill.
Good morning. Good morning. the American Family Voice has a listing here of the federal funding that went to La Raza during the year 2006. And during that year, the federal funding for the year was $6,594,903 total.
Yeah, that's right.
And along with that, they they have a the rest of the page almost is listing the various corporations and foundations, which is practically everybody that we know that is funding La Raza also.
All right, now for our listeners that aren't familiar with La Raza, Louise, you probably know more about it than I do. Can you just talk off the cuff?
Basically what they do is they're a watchdog group. Go ahead. He's going to say something.
No, go ahead.
It's a watchdog group who's watching our federal government on for immigration where the funds are going.
No, La Raza's the Mexicans.
Oh, the wrong one. I'm sorry. No, isn't there? We have one here.
No.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill. Tell
then
us.
I don't know.
What's your definition of the La Raza?
La Raza is a very militant group that started out quite a few years ago.
Yeah, they claim that they own New Mexico and California and Arizona.
Oh, hey,
and
we gave it to them. I don't know if you've noticed it.
Well, we SPP? Are in the process of giving it to them. Yes, but go ahead, Bill.
Well. Anyways, I think something has got to be done because the federal government is stonewalling constantly as far as doing anything about the borders, and then they're funding these people that are coming across and being aided by this Mexican group, La Raza. And there's also Mecha, and I think there's another student organization.
Okay, and you said
there's a La Raza group that is a watchdog.
You said the federal government has given them $6 million plus dollars, right?
Well, La Raza is not a watchdog organization.
No. There's an American organization called La Raza. Like the guy who died in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Who came back to life.
Don't know anything about him.
That was Lazarus.
Lazarus, sorry. I'm not there today.
You know, Louise usually is...
I'm awake.
You're not... it's not been one of your better days.
No, it hasn't.
I didn't remember any Lazarus dying and come back to life, but...
No.
Yes. Lazarus come out.
Yes, but there is a group that actually is a watchdog group, a Christian organization, who does track the federal government, and not just the federal government, but also state governments and stuff. They're a watchdog group. I'm not here today, guys.
Yeah, well, don't feel bad. I'm not here either.
Okay, Bill, hey, appreciate your call on that thing. Let's get into something, Louise, you know a lot more about, and that's just global. I'm calling it global, but it's actually the Real ID
Act
that was passed by Congress, signed into law.
2005.
And Bush signed it, and he's real happy about it because now he's going to know where everybody in the whole United States is, and this thing gets to be more than that. It's even a global international ID. But well, I hear music, so let's take the break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we're back. We have with us today Louise and Esther. And Louise has been working very, very closely with Jim Guest concerning this
Real ID.
Now, I just saw this morning, and I don't know that it's all that new of information. It was in Washington Post just today. It was in the Denver Post. No, it was in the Washington Post. Denver Post. Apparently, Denver Post picked it up off of Washington Post. Mm-hmm. It's headline book. But anyhow, the FBI is embarking on a $1 billion, that's B like in boy, dollar effort to build the world's largest computer database of people's physical characteristics.
That's right. That's biometrics.
And a project that would give the government abilities to identify people in the United States and abroad. They want images of your face, fingerprints,
ID retinal scan,
palm patterns like your hand.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep all this in a climate-controlled, secure basement in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI will award a 10-year contract that would significantly expand the amount and kind of barometric information it receives. In the coming years, law enforcement authorities worldwide will be able to rely on its patterns, face shape, scars. Do you have any scars?
Belly button.
You might have more than that if you don't behave yourself. And perhaps even the unique way people walk and talk to solve crimes and identify criminals and terror. See, this is all for our betterment.
No,
here.
It's not.
Oh, yes, it is. It says so right here.
I'll tell you right now, biometrics that the federal government's trying to put on real ID is all for this. And right now, in the state of Missouri, you're already starting to collect biometric data on your driver's license. Now, it's on low grade, but they want to do the high grade, but they're removing these. Our Department of Revenue wants to start doing this biometric, and they're trying to force it. This is because the federal government is pushing it. Not only is biometric data is going to be on from your driver's license to your card you get from the bank. Under the Patriot Act, you can't have a bank account or anything else without their permission. So you have to have a real ID to do that. Oh, real ID is all part of, also someone said about NIS. NIS, National Animal Identification, is the same thing. It's for them to be able to track every premise, everyone's home, where they live, what they own, and themselves, and digitally be able to hone in on them by satellite.
Yeah, but this is for our good. It says
no, it's
so,
not.
Oh, it says so right here.
I don't
now,
care.
Would you argue with these
Yes,
folks?
I would. I'd argue with these guys. I'll tell you what. Okay? When you give a government of any kind the power that we're handing over to Homeland Security, by the way, who Chertoff was a KGB, not just him and many others in there, yeah, but, are we crazy?
Yeah. This is bigger, faster, better. That's the bottom line, says Thomas E. Bush III. I don't know how he's kin maybe to any of the other Bushes.
Well, we already heard stay out the Bushes.
Yeah, as he's assistant director. That's why you got all these little gold coins.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
The assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Service Division, which operates from its headquarters in the Appalachian Foothills. Now, you think
you know
I pronounced Appalachian incorrectly, didn't
no,
you?
No, I don't.
Did not.
No, I don't.
That's the way it's said.
You know what it says? You know what that tells me?
What's that?
Okay, that he's got a wonderful name and a lot of numbers on it. That's called alphabet soup.
Okay.
And you know what? Alphabet soup, it's not always so good and it drips.
The people's bodies will become de facto national identification cards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've been talking about this national ID for a long time on this show. Now, I know for a fact that the fellow you work for, Jim Guest, is a congressman, a Missouri congressman in the state house here in Missouri, but he has literally traveled over many, many states, driven millions of miles to go to other states. How much success are you having getting other states to pass legislation that would eliminate this thing?
Excellent. I think we have 40 states currently will be refiling. Now, we have new legislation that absolutely makes it so they have to protect your information also. But we're sending out those bills now, going out for our 5 points to America's Freedom, which is we have a caller, I believe.
Yes, she dropped.
Okay.
They said they had their answer question. Their
yeah,
question
you
answered.
Answered a question yeah. in your comments.
The 5 points to America's Freedom very clearly goes out to stopping real ID, national animal identification, the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnerships, the NAU, the Patriot Act in every state. We want to repeal the federal government's right to come in and track our citizens. But when it comes there, we have literally canvassed the United States. Today, just today, we had 4 hearings. 2 of them which we had to send out documents, testimony from Laurie, Legislators Against Real ID and the Committee for America's Freedom, to legislators who are currently and now going into hearings on real ID in their states. Paul Opsomer from Michigan is one. And we send out, that's what we've formed. This way we can continually help them. We don't just send out legislation, but we help them get it through their committees. So we form something, if you would. I'm not sure what the entity would be, but to help protect the citizens. And it's up to the citizens. They can come to us and say, look, this is what's happening in my state. Can we fix it? And that's what it is. It's a way to take back our sovereignty as states.
But see, here's the thing. You say it's up to the citizens, and that's right. But how many citizens really understand what's going on?
No, but there's a few. See, that's the point. You have a few citizens who let us know. We found out about Real ID by a six-year-old girl. A six-year-old girl saw the vote on C-SPAN. We missed it. She saw it, and she thought we were the federal government, and she called us. So there's always somebody out there.
Okay, let's take a break. I hear music. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched below historic highs on profit-taking after a weak GDP data ahead of the Fed's interest rate decision. Gold closed in New York down $3.60 to $921.20 an ounce. Silver fell 4 cents to $16.70. One analyst told CNBC, gold is expected to hit the $1,000 mark within a week if the Fed cuts rates by 50 basis points. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go into some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Recently, a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show, Grant Jeffrey, discussed his new book, The New Temple and the Second Coming of Christ. Here's Grant.
Right now, we have a leadership in Israel that does not understand that the Temple Mount is the most important place in all of Israel. And so even if Israel is so tragically against the will of God as to surrender even more control over the Temple Mount, understand, it won't change anything.
Covered topics include the search for lost temple treasures, revealing discoveries in underground Jerusalem, the process of recreating sacred temple vessels, and the latest plans for rebuilding the temple. Join Dr. Jeffrey as he uncovers answers to questions that have perplexed students of prophecy for centuries. The New Temple and the Second Coming of Christ is 224 pages in paperback. To order, send $17 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And for credit card orders, call toll-free at 1-800-201-7892.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, the day after tomorrow is the third day of the rest of your life. Derry Brownfield!
And let's go to the telephones. Jeff, you have Joe there.
Hi there, people. I want to know why the State Highway Patrol of Missouri specifically was federalized by the national government.
Because they want to get rid of our local law enforcement. In fact, Senator Lauger here in the state of Missouri tried to put a bill through last year that would take away the funding for local law enforcement, and then we only have the state patrol. And that is because we need a federalized army, if you would, internal army, to keep us under control.
Will the military be brought into this?
That one I don't know for sure. I just know what they've done on the state level, And I do know that the federal government is trying to be pushed this new national.
They can't do that.
They've done it. In fact, the governor just was going through this documentation for it and training supposedly for illegal immigrants.
Right, yeah. And Blunt and all his warts are going to cause more. I'm paranoid. I think they're going to do something they're not telling us about.
That's what we're fighting. That's what we're trying to get this legislation in. Our legislation stops it, okay? It doesn't allow them to do it.
Well, travel safe and tell me more. Bye.
Okay,
Jeff, did you have something there?
I just have more callers if you want them.
Okay, in just a minute, we'll get to them. Yeah, you have a gob and a bunch. All the phones have lit up here. I don't know what the...
I'm a gob and a bunch.
But anyway, that is strictly unconstitutional.
Absolutely. That's what we're fighting. That's what we've been
fighting
for years.
I mean, we ought to impeach any governor that would do that.
They do it in the guise that they're going to protect you, Gary. They're going to take you for immigration.
All right, tell me what. This is the first I'd heard of this.
I don't know how you could have missed it.
Well, I missed a lot of things.
Our governor said that they were going to do this program, and they were using it to spin off what we've been trying to do and say that we're going to have the Highway Patrol pick up and take these people to Homeland Security. Well, they do it already. Homeland Security won't take them. They fingerprint and release. Okay? So this is a misnomer. All they want to do is federalize our Highway Patrol.
What does that mean?
That means they are a federal force, an army, devised from the federal government, not part of our state at all.
Every trooper out there should take his badge off and say, I'm not going to work for the federal government.
I got a lot of troopers who have said something. So...
You know, I mean, seriously, this is terrible.
It is. Thank you. That's what we've been fighting. You know, every once in a while, Derry, you turn around and tell me, well, I'm sure you have time for that. I said, no, I don't. We work all the time.
Yeah, I believe you on that. I can't believe that you guys, no bigger staff than you have, get done what you get done. Honest. I mean,
most of us are volunteers. That's the point.
You deserve little stars in your crown or feathers in your cap.
I don't wear a cap.
You know, that's the fact. You will receive your reward in heaven. And somebody says, well, what's it going to be? And he says, a bale of hay. You've been a jackass, you know.
But we do want something. I want to do real quick, real before you get the phones. And let's get the phones. But Jim is going to be roasted at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City, February 2nd. It starts at 6 p.m., social hour, 7 p.m. Derry's going to be there.
No, Derry's not.
Oh, he's not?
I don't think so.
I want Derry there. If we can get everybody there, because we're going to show in force so that the state government, the federal government, knows that Representative Guest and what we're doing has people here in the state who say no. And that's the reason for it. It's a little light humor, but it's to make sure, to guarantee that they see that we have people who are going to say no. And they have to see you, because they don't count you unless you have a dollar behind
you. You know, I've been told no all my life, but... wives are good at saying no. Did you know that?
Not really.
Okay. Anyway, this is February the 2nd. That's this coming Saturday.
That's right.
That is Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at the Uptown Theater, which is at 3700 Broadway in Kansas City. Okay. Now, we have so many callers here. Let's go. Jeff,
you've been. Let's say hello to Steve in Iowa. You're on the air, Steve.
Derry.
Yes, sir.
Steve Prush up in Lost Nation. Just back. Talking about La Raza, many moons ago, I used to work for the Department of Justice, and my office was in Denver, and this had been in the 1970s, and La Raza, it was called La Raza Unita, and they were a very militant group. They set off bombs in the Denver area. They bombed the back door of the federal building, and at the time, their bombs were very good, but they had some pretty bad fuses, so... They lost some of their members trying to make the bombs. As I recall, one man's name was Reyes Martinez, and he tried to set off a bomb, but the bomb was good, but the fuse wasn't. And his brother was a lawyer named Frankie Martinez, and he went by the name of Kiko. And he fled to Mexico when all that bombing went off. And he was down there for several years, and then he tried to come back across the border under an alias, and he got caught at the border, and we brought him back to Colorado, and he did not speak to us all the way back, and even to the courthouse, to the federal magistrate, he wouldn't speak to us because he would pretend to be somebody else and pretend he didn't understand English. but he was a lawyer from down around Alamosa, and that's the La Raza I remember. I don't know where they come from since then, but the fact that our tax money would be going to a particular group like that just defies all logic to me.
Right. All of it defies logic. There's no logic to this except that there are people trying to globalize our, these are a global force, if you would, taking control of our country and every other country, really.
It's going to be a one world. Their idea is this is going to be a one world order, a one world government, and the elite are going to control it.
And that's why states must get their sovereignty. So whatever state you're in, you get a hold of your senator, your congressman, your state senator and congressman. You tell them, we're going with 5 points to America's freedom, and we're bringing back our sovereignty for our states.
And by the way, people don't realize this. They're not taught this. But if you look at all of the documents, it's not the United States of America is not a national organization.
No.
It is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The states have united. Now, if you read documents today, you will see it. And the first time I saw this, I thought, well, why do they call these countries states? Countries are states. Germany is a state. France is a state.
That's right.
Okay. Each state, Missouri, Arkansas, Indiana, wherever it happens to be, is a state.
It's a sovereign entity.
A sovereign entity, foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign to the United States of America.
Yeah, we have addressed the issue by being able to be cooperative to protect ourselves. But we're not doing it when we're having a federal government who's becoming an authoritarian, unfunded mandate, shoving things down our throat. And each person in our states are sovereign. Okay, that means every entity. And if you have a representative who's not doing what you need to have done, okay, then he's not doing your job, the job you paid him for. And he is a public servant. And I'm really proud that I work for someone who believes he's a public servant.
Okay, let's, hey, thanks for the call, Steve. Who do you have there, Jeff?
Let's say hello to Hat in Texas.
Hat, hi, Hat.
Yeah, hello?
You're on the air.
Okay, first off, I'm calling from South Texas area, Edinburgh. And let me tell you, these immigration issues, people need to start taking them more seriously because I'm relatively young, and so I've noticed the transition that this area is going through from when I was 9 years old to now that I'm 17, increased crime and all that. And, you know, with I'm sure you guys discussed the Amero and all that, right?
Oh, yeah, the Amero, the new, new dollar.
We've had it in detail. Yeah, but go ahead, Hat.
Well, when you try to talk to anyone about, you know, possibly building a wall or getting illegals out of here, they usually label you as a racist. I think that's completely cockamamie there.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
See, you don't, Hat, you don't have to build a wall. You know, if you quit feeding a stray dog, he'll leave. And
yeah.
if we would just follow our Constitution, these people wouldn't have any reason to be here.
That's correct. That's what we're trying to do in
the
state.
They go back home.
We're making our states responsible because our federal government doesn't have the guts or whatever to do it.
Okay, I'd appreciate the call, Jeff.
You bet. Let's say hello to Margaret in Arkansas. Margaret, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air, Margaret.
We'd like to know if Arkansas is one of those 40 states that's fighting this.
Yes, actually, we were able to get a resolution through, but we're coming back with a major piece of legislation for Arkansas. Arkansas was really good. We had a couple of church ladies who contacted us when they heard us on the air, and they said, are we doing something? I said, well, no, you're not. Actually, you're getting ready to do real ID. And I'll tell you what, those church ladies got together within 3 weeks. They had a bill gone through. So they've done an awesome job.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call, Margaret. Let's take a break, and then maybe I can get some of these names, Jeff.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back. We have callers and callers and more callers. Jeff, just... you do it from your side.
Let's say hello to Dan in Missouri. You're on the air, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Derek.
You bet.
I think you ought to run for governor.
What do you think? All I run for is a county line.
Oh, okay.
And it runs right through my property, so I keep a horse saddled and one foot in the stirrup. I can get across that line in a hurry.
He hasn't showed us the horse, though.
Okay, I got a question for you. If Matt Blunt lets this real ID go through, or if he don't try to stop it, can we sue him when he leaves office?
You can always sue anyone.
So we can threaten him with that now.
He ought to be impeached. That would do more good.
Yeah, well.
If we start calling him and telling him what we're going to do if he don't stop it, maybe.
I tell you, you know where you win? You know where you win, guys? You get to every single representative, and you make sure they know there's no mistake, we're not going to take it. And that's the point. The senators and representatives, because by the way, Senator Shields is the one's going to stop it in the Senate, because that's where he held it off last year to the very end. For we actually had Homeland Security send people out there trying to stop Jim's bill.
All right, now you said Shields stopped Jim's bill?
He held it. He held it over until there's no time to get it out of committee.
Yeah, see, that's what they did with NAIS.
Okay? That's exactly what they did.
They had that thing passed.
We have NAIS again. We're working with death row, and we've got all those bills in there, every bit of them. So you know what you do? Get a hold of our office, 573-751-0246, and get on a list. When they come up with these votes, we'll send it out. We'll send it out to everybody who has an email, everybody who has a phone. and you call and you tell them and you walk the halls and you make sure, because this is your country, this is your state, and they're coming to take it away, and I'm not kidding, and I mean it.
Okay, Dan, thanks for the call.
Hello to Warren in Missouri. You're on the air, Warren.
Yeah, I'm in Missouri, and I live in Peace Valley. I heard you say about 6 or 7 minutes ago that Missouri was a sovereign state.
Yes, it is.
Am I required to pay a federal income tax then?
Unfortunately, right now, but you don't think you should.
What?
You are required by the federal government because they have set that up, yes.
But it was, you see, the first time they came up with the federal income tax, the Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional, and they came right back and did it again.
For war. To pay for a war.
But let's don't get into income taxes, because that's a long... It's just like the Social Security numbers, which you don't have to have. But
you can't have a job without it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I talked about that yesterday. In fact, Taco Bell got sued over that, and even on Taco Bell's application for employment, it says that the Social Security number is voluntary. But see, most people, just like the banks, they think they have to make you have a Social Security number, which they don't. Anyhow, hey, Warren, thanks for the call. Hear music. This will be the last commercial break. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. Send $24.95 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. What topics does Derry discuss in the Chronicle?
Well, there's politics of the world elite, how they lie and how they cheat. The World Bank and global thieves taking land without our deeds. Real ID and subprime lenders. The FDA approves mind benders. G.B. Corsi and Joan Vian are just a few he quotes from. Ducks and deer and dirty vermin. He's got a story for every one of them. Tasers, lasers, spy chips too. The Amaro's coming, the dollar's through. Heard a joke? Well, he's heard it too. Ain't too many of them that aren't brand new. Go ahead, just read it once. You'll be back for the next 12 months.
And we're in the home stretch. We have several callers. We'll go as quickly as we can. Tom, hi, you're on the air, Tom.
Yeah, Derry, I just want to make a call out to everybody in Iowa and Kansas and Missouri to come out and support Jim Guest Friday or Saturday night, and especially somebody named Derry Brownfield. 7 hours one way to come out and see Derry Brownfield entertain us that night. So we're going to be very disappointed if he's not there.
Well, I tell you, they've been putting the pressure on old Dummyfield here for several days now. I don't know.
Hey, but I'd ask Tom something if it would.
I look forward to seeing you. My roommate does as well.
Tom, don't hang up real quick. I would ask you a question about gardening and what have you, starting to pool resources, because I think that's what's coming. Americans are going to have to start really, you know, coming within. And you and I were talking about community gardens, cooperative gardening, okay?
Well, I've noticed even I live in a rural area amongst a lot of farmers, and even the farmers nowadays don't even raise their own gardens for the most part.
They don't have a milk cow, don't have any chickens, so they don't have eggs.
That's right.
And, you know, I can see this agricultural thing change so much. Today they've taken, back when I was, even at the stockyards, we used to have orders every fall for a cow order. I'm talking about cows that would normally go to slaughter. Mm-hmm. Send them to Iowa. They put them in when they pick corn. Let them glean the corn fields.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fences anymore. I mean, the grain farmers grow grain. That's it. The hogs and the cattle, they're not on farms at all. Unless you call Tyson and ConAgra and Cargill farms, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing has just absolutely changed. And you're right. Somebody that has a milk cow and a few laying hens on the farm, hey, there's more of those in town than there are on farms.
That's right.
Let's take, we're not going to take a break. Let's go as quickly as we can. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's go to John in Indiana. Hi, John.
Yes, Derry.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, Derry.
Go ahead.
I just wondered if you'd heard about the great state of Indiana and their Governor Daniels, the chip off the old bush block. you know, he's already leased away our toll roads and everything. Now the people are crying about the property tax, so one of his solutions is going to be to go into the counties, eliminate township assessors,
Then
his next step will probably be to eliminate county commissioners and, you know, the state of Indiana better wake up fast.
And, you know, I saw just today they now have legislation pending that says that you can't do any kind of animal health work unless you're a licensed veterinarian. In other words, if you've got a cow that can't have a calf and I bring my calf jack over there and help you pull that calf, I can go to jail for that because I'm not licensed to do that sort of work.
That's right. But that's in every state now coming down. There's a group in Washington who sends this down to all the states, and that's why it's important that legislators who see something coming down their way contact us, and we have sent it out to every legislator in all the United States, because if we don't start taking care of our own, we're all going to lose.
Okay, thanks for the call. Do we have time for Cindy?
Go, Cindy. You're on the air.
Okay, I got time for one question. It seems like in my memory bank, Bin Laden said that this terrorism was done to get the states to secede from the Union,
yes,
which I think I can see coming down the road. And recently I heard that there was a bunch of land given away up north, and 100% of the Democrats voted to give it away and half the Republicans. I'm running out of time, so thank you.
Yeah, we are running out of time.
They're both the same thing.
Why don't you make a pitch for your Saturday night
again
program?
Saturday night, it's coming out. They're going to roast a Dean Martin celebrity roast type thing for Representative Jim Guest as the weatherman, because he can't pick a date that doesn't have a storm, so we don't let him do that no more. So anyway, the whole point is to come out and support him. Tell people in our government, in our state, that we know and we understand that Representative Guest is fighting for us, and we're there to support him, okay? And, it's at the Uptown Theater. Give us a call, 573-751-0246. You want to RSVP. There's a wonderful meal. Come on out. Have fun.
And we have used up the entire hour. So in just about 4, 3, 2, 1, you'll hear Happy Trails.
Happy Trails. Until we meet again, happy trails.